Defensively, I think there's been a lot of attention on them post-game based off of the game-winning touchdown run for Josh Allen, the fact that they weren't able to get that stop in that moment. The last two drives of the game have been where a lot of discussion resides, and that's where, of course, the Chiefs gave up two double-digit play drives. 10 plays, 83 yards over 6 minutes results in a touchdown for Buffalo. They gave up a 12-play, 70-yard drive for 5.5 minutes that resulted in a touchdown.
That's a tough end of the game defensively.
Yeah, and look, the defense finally gave up 30. First time since the Eagles Super Bowl. That's like 2 years almost already at this point. And it was clearly, I mean, there's no sugarcoating, clearly the worst defensive performance, I believe, in two seasons because of simply the fact that they gave up 30. But at the same time, I'm not suddenly worried about them because of two reasons. One, as we just discussed, Josh Allen presents something that's pretty darn unique, and the Bills' aggressiveness is unique to them, in my opinion. The other part is, I do want to see, and I don't know if it'll work out or not, but how can I panic when I haven't seen this defense with Charles Omenihu yet? I want to see. So, like, the pass rush is less concerning than the secondary for me, right? Like, Trent McDuffie still was great. They barely threw his way, nor should they, because he's one of the best corners in football.
Turns out last week when he got taken advantage of a little bit in one game, did not tell the story with him.
So, the pass rush, I think there's a reinforcement coming that's going to help them out in great deal, and that's Charles Omenihu. The concern part I would have is more the secondary. If teams are going to say, we're not going to even throw towards McDuffie, we're going to pick on Nazi Johnson or Joshua Williams. The Jalen Watson loss, I think, maybe got undersold, and we found that out the last couple weeks. So if you want to say, hey, you're worried about the number two corner, 100% with you. But in general, I don't think suddenly we should think this defense is incapable of getting any stops. I want to remind you, there was a fourth down play where they got a stop in this game that resulted in interception. So acting like they're just not getting any stops anymore, I think is false. They had two drives to open up the second half where they got stops, and the offense really didn't do anything. It was a scoreless third quarter, guys.
Yeah.
Neither team scored in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm. I think what really stands out is, one, the pass rush. I mean, if it's like, it falls in a lot of ends where I think a number of teams fall in this category, which is, if Chris Jones doesn't win, who's winning consistently?
Yeah.
Who's cleaning things up if Chris Jones doesn't succeed? And the answer is no one stands out a ton. Like, I wanted that leap year for Karlaftis, and he had like a good month-long run, and then this was just kind of a quiet game. So what do I send myself into a tizzy? Felix Anudike-Uzomah is a perfectly fine rotational NFL player, but if we think he's taken any kind of leap forward, he hasn't. But you're right. I can count on the possibility of Charles Omenihu making this defensive
line. And
lineup.
Uche but maybe getting more involved, too, because the guy had five snaps yesterday. Yeah. I would like to think they traded for him with the thought that he might work his way up here a little bit.
I think so, too, but also I was never going to, like, sell my soul for Uche turning things around because he got traded for a pick 2 years from now. Like,
I understand, but five snaps? I mean, that seems pretty low. I'll be stunned come playoff time if he's only getting five snaps, I guess.
That's even lower than I thought it was going to be. But I'm not even worried about him as much as I am Omenihu, and that's probably a month away. So the truth is, I'm probably not going to
You think Omenihu's another month?
From playing.
Gotcha.
From playing at a level that changes the way the defense looks, potentially.
Fair.
And so I'm really just going to start getting like a feel for it a little bit this week, and that doesn't give me a full answer for where they are. My question is, I thought early part of the season, this was a better defense than last year's defense. The last month would put that to a test a little bit, where you're like, maybe not, right? Maybe that's not where they are. And if that's the case, because the offense is still just kind of where it is, 11th in points per game, they've been hovering pretty much around that 8 to 12 range the entire season long. Now the defense isn't the league's best defense from a scoring defense perspective. They're 8th after the performance against the Bills 10 games into the season. There are real deficiencies. And some of those could just be simply explained by injury. They're missing their number two corner. They're missing, they've been missing their second best pass rusher the entire season. Maybe that's just what it is. I still have faith that, generally speaking, they have been their best in the postseason. What stood out yesterday is they could not get pressure unless they blitzed. And when they blitzed, Josh Allen cooked them. So against a great quarterback, does your scheme of, I'll just blitz the hell out of them on the downs I know I can, and that'll frustrate him enough, does that work?
How many? So my,
it didn't work against Josh Allen. Does that work against elite quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen to me are the only two quarterbacks that are capable of doing that.
Of taking advantage of that.
Right? Because like if you look at the current, we'll get into the AFC here in a little bit, like potential playoff teams and all that. Like, you think about other quarterbacks, like maybe CJ Stroud, although his offensive line is not nearly as good as the Bills O-line, so I don't buy that. Russell Wilson is not mobile enough at this point in his career. No. So you just keep going through the potential playoff team. Okay, the Chargers, maybe they're a wild card team. If Herbert's foot is healthy, we saw it last night, he can definitely move, right? Okay, so maybe he causes you some fits, but you're gonna see him two times before that. You've already seen him once, you'll see him two times before the playoffs, so maybe you have a better feel. So I think it's a unique Buffalo problem, and it's why, as we've said over and over, I think they're the biggest problem for them in the playoffs if they face it.
So I do wonder, and I've asked this question, I brought it to you guys I think a couple weeks ago, after the Baker Mayfield play. I think the defense is still good, and I'm not talking about them getting the stop in the third quarter stuff. I'm talking about the last drive of the game, where last year, every single time they had to make a stop to win the game, not even to allow, they wouldn't even allow points. They would get a stop, they'd get a sack, fourth down, turnover on downs, and the game was over, and the defense would win it. Baker Mayfield drives down the field, they go to overtime, the defense wasn't asked to do anything because Chiefs got the coin toss, they win the game, but the defense could have ended it there. Defense could have ended it against Bo Nix. They needed the help from special teams in the block.
Yeah.
But Bo Nix drove down the field. In this game, the Bills drive down the field late in the game, and they win the game. And of course, I know that they're 9-1. So again, they win the games. But I think, is it a concern where late in the game, the defense, are you as confident as you have been before that the defense is going to be able to get you that stop late in the game? Forget about what they do in the third quarter. But when it comes down to it, we've seen 3 weeks in a row now where it hasn't been the defense technically that's won them the game. It's been either special teams or the offense ended up winning them the game.
So as confident as last, like December, probably not. Last January, probably not. Am I still confident that 90% of the time this defense is going to get the job done? Yeah. Now that 10% margin has flared up the last 2 weeks, to your point. Sure. I think that's fair.
It's more of a late game thing to me.
Right. I get it, but it's hard for me still to be overly concerned. One, they were just playing a Bills team that is the third best team in all of football, I think, number one.
Chiefs, Lions,
and
Bills
last week,
teams,
I know you'll point out Bo Nix. One, I actually almost feel better about last week's performance today than I did this time last week, and the reason why is I just saw the Denver Broncos put up 30 plus on the Falcons, and Bo Nix threw for like 300 yards and four touchdowns. And the Chiefs defense, yes, it took a blocked field goal, but let me check Dusty's notes on the board there. They gave up 14 points last week, so it's hard for me to.
So they've given up 17, even if they.
Well, I know,
but he's talking about the late game scenario.
I get you.
It has nothing to do with how many points it is. It's not about the points. It's regardless. When you need a stop late in the game, can you get the stop on defense?
Here's the mistake I think you're making. I think what's happening here, and this happens a lot in sports memory, is this is revisionist history. You are remembering last year's Chiefs defense as getting every single stop in the critical moment in the postseason. They lost six games in the regular season. They did not get every stop when they needed to make every stop. Didn't get a stop against Detroit when they needed to get a stop. Didn't stop Philly late in the game. Green Bay. These are all one-score games. Buffalo, the Raiders, they could have made the game-defining stop late in the game in those games and couldn't have done it last year in the regular season. They got beat because the defense couldn't get those stops even in low-scoring games. They did it when the postseason hit. That's when you're remembering, oh, it's Buffalo, and what are they going to do? Here comes the fourth down. Oh, it's Baltimore, here comes the stop. And there were games last year in which they did it, just like there are games this year when they got the fourth down stop against the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
They've got three or four this year when the fourth game, they had to do it.
The ones I'll reference, though, in fairness, I'll say for Drew, the one thing I'll give you, and this is why I think we've undersold losing Jalen Watson, some of those big stops happen prior to the Jalen Watson injury.
That's to me
is the biggest concern right now. Almost other than left tackle, it has to be the number two concern with the team is the number two quarterback position. And that to me is why we've seen maybe the lack of the big stop at the end. But this defense, still, when I look at them and I look at the strengths of this football team, it's at the top of the list. It's not even close. And it doesn't mean they haven't had some questionable two-game stretches now or a two-game stretch now. But and I know you're talking about literally the last, like, you want them to end the game with like a game sealing interception. You're right. Like, they're not doing that. That's for sure. But I'll just point, I keep going back. Like, last week, it is very hard for me to act like the defense just is not playing good. They gave up 14 points last week. How many times are teams given up 14 or less this year? Not very often.
I mean, that would make you the number one offense or defense in the league.
That's what I'm saying is they're playing good, but the off and you can blame.
They only had 8 offensive possessions yesterday. Well, like the Bills, give them credit for this.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, you can blame the Chiefs' offense as well for not coming up with anything in the second half when the defense was coming up time and time and time again. Eventually, though, this almost goes back to last year as well, where based on what we saw with the offense, they're asking. A lot of the time, they've been asking the defense to be able to win the game for them because they haven't been able to do it because of drops, because of sacks, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Where not when is that luck going to run out? But we've seen 3 weeks in a row now where the defense hasn't been able to close the deal late in games. What is that going to change? Is it a time of possession thing? Is this now unlocking the key to playing against the Chiefs? Is they're going to hold us down? But if we control the game and we have time of possession,
I think it's unique to Buffalo.
It's going to make them. Hard.
I think it's unique.
They're not going to be able to beat us.
I think it's unique to Buffalo, though. Like that. That's. I mean, that's why the Bills to me are the third best team in football, and why in the playoffs. No, it's not afraid of Lamar Jackson or now it's laughable to bring up, but Joe Burrow or anything. It's Josh Allen. And the Bills, because their coaching staff also has lost enough to Kansas City, they know how to handle these situations, and they were able to make the Chiefs have to play mistake-free football yesterday, and they obviously did not, and the Bills won.
Context also matters. The Bills are the number 3 ranked offense in the league, and Tampa Bay is the 5th ranked offense in the league. I mean, when you're asking your defense to make a stop, it's a whole hell of a lot harder to make it up against the best offenses in the league, and I get it. Detroit, Baltimore, Buffalo, these are teams you're likely to see again. Philly, whatever. Those are top 10 offenses in the league.
I know, but they didn't stop Baker Mayfield when he was throwing to Sterling Shepard and
Kadon.
So I think that to me is the one that stands out really the most. I get the Josh Allen thing, but and we're going to see here as they play, as they continue to play the schedule out, if Houston does it again, if Pittsburgh, for all we know, goes down the field and they kick a field goal late
that
to take
the
lead.
That would be more concerning to me.
I think that's where I think to your guys' point, it stands out more when you're not facing one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, it does. I'm not going to argue that, at least on this.
Well, I think it makes Andy more aggressive, though.
Yeah.
Because for Andy to say, I'm not going for 2, I trust the defense to do, I don't know when that changes, but is Andy going to become more aggressive and just say, screw it, I trust Patrick Mahomes because he's 15.
I think he answered it, though. Didn't he answer it yesterday, the fact that he didn't go for the 2-point conversion?
I mean, on more of a consistent basis. Like, are we going to see it a lot more often?
I think, if I were him, I would also still have plenty of faith in my defense getting the job done. I mean, I would have plenty of faith. There's way too much of a track record with Steve Spagnuolo getting this defense figured out. Also, you're talking late game, I understand, but like in the first half when it seemed like the Chiefs maybe were going to have no answer for Amari Cooper, the second half, both defenses, give both sides credit, but third quarter, the Bills had nothing going. The Chiefs clearly made an adjustment defensively and figured it out. And then at the end of the game, when they had to have the 2 stops, they weren't able to get it. The offense in the third quarter was given the ball 3 times, 2 times, and the offense did nothing with it.